Old terraces. Cateau is surrounded by water and has little flat land and limited catchment areas. So the village elders used to rely on several wells for fresh water. The local soil is gravelly and prone to water loss, so it is unsuitable for growing rice, which requires heavy irrigation. The saline soil along the coast is unsuitable for rice farming as well. After settling on Cateau, the Hakka villagers used their diligence and wisdom to build agricultural terraces on the barren slopes. This kind of dry farmland, known as chair, is suited to drought-tolerant crops. If irrigation water is used effectively, this farming technique can prevent water loss and promote nutrient deposition. Hakka farmers had excellent farming know-how and skills. They developed organic fertilizers to improve the soil quality and ensured stable output by rotating crops with the change of seasons. Since most of the terraces on Cateau were sandy, the main crops were sweet potatoes and peanuts, which require low levels of fertilizer and moisture. Peanuts were harvested in the seventh lunar month, while sweet potatoes were abundant in the colder months after October. Both were sold to outside buyers, who came especially for these crops. Cateau produced several high-quality sweet potato varieties, which were famous across the region. If you asked Hakka villagers what their staple food was, most of them would say sweet potatoes instead of rice. Harvested sweet potatoes were stored in a well-ventilated place in the house and could keep for several months. Sometimes they were sliced or shredded and then sun-dried to extend their storage life, or ground into sweet potato powder. The sweet potato plant has many practical uses. The leaves are tasty greens, and the old leaves make good animal feedstock.